Shall we go back and clean up? Okay. We'll go back under our regular order of business and case under advisement. Is the first case is 10,399. Mrs. Ball. Gentlemen.
She has definitely had her problems with this mobile home over the years.
Yes, she has. She gets a little money, gets ahead, and boom, something else will come up.
And I hate to, you know, this situation, I mean, it's just to put the mobile there until sort of thing. It's not, you know, typically you're putting somebody in there to help you care for someone.
Right.
I guess the difficulty is that she's under some pressure to get it out of Del Mar.
Yeah, they're putting the pressure on her.
Where we approved it before.
Yeah.
So.
You could certainly, you know, consider granting it, but with the restriction that no one reside in it unless and until it's for her hardship purposes, for her care.
That'd be good.
Try to eliminate the rental possibility if that's, you know, that's not what you want.
And help her get it out of a situation.
Yeah, the medical certificate was part of the file as we usually put.
Oh, I think that's good. I'd go along with that.
And when she's notified, if we approve it, and she's notified of that, we want to make sure she knows that after 2 years, every year, she'd have to go before Lawrence or the director.
Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion on it, I would accept the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve case number 10,399 with the stipulations, as Mr. Burrow suggested. Period of 2 years.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,399 with the stipulation from counsel and that she be notified. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next one under advisement is 10,000.